I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday suggested displaced Palestinians in Gaza be permanently resettled outside the war-torn territory.
You can't live in Gaza right now, and I think we need another location. I think it should be a location that's going to make people happy. You look over the decades, it's all death in Gaza. This has been happening for years. It's all death. If we can get a beautiful area to resettle people permanently in nice homes and where they can be happy and not be shot, not be killed, not be knifed to death like what's happening in Gaza.
Trump made the comments at the start of a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where the two leaders were expected to discuss the fragile ceasefire and hostage deal in the Israeli-Hamas conflict. The president has previously called on Egypt and Jordan to resettle Gazans. Both countries have flatly rejected such proposals. The first U.S. military flight to deport migrants from the United States to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, departed on Tuesday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The flight from the U.S. to Guantanamo Bay is the first step in what's expected to be a surge in the number of migrants held at the Navy base in Cuba, which was primarily used to detain foreigners associated with the 9/11 attacks. President Trump has said the facility can hold 30,000. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was assigned to Guantanamo Bay when he was on active duty. He calls it the perfect place to house migrants. But Amnesty International's Amy Fisher says sending immigrants to Guantanamo is cruel and costly and cuts people off from lawyers and family. Trump has been actively deporting with flights to India, Ecuador, Guam, Honduras, and Peru. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. President Trump on Tuesday said he's exploring whether he can legally move ahead with El Salvador's offer to accept and jail violent American criminals. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It was an unusual offer. El Salvador's president told Secretary of State Marco Rubio the Central American nation would take American deportees of any nationality, including Americans imprisoned for violent crimes.
If we had the legal right to do it, I would do it in a heartbeat. I don't know if we do or not. We're looking at that right now.
Hours earlier in Costa Rica, Rubio noted the obvious legalities involved.
We have a constitution. We have all sorts of things.
Yet noted it's a very generous, incredible, unprecedented offer.
No one's ever made an offer like that.
Saying it would let the U.S. outsource some of its most dangerous criminals at a fraction of the cost of imprisoning them in America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China announced retaliatory tariffs on select American imports and an antitrust investigation into Google on Tuesday, just minutes after a sweeping levy on Chinese products imposed by President Trump took effect. China and the U.S. engaged in a trade war in 2018 when Trump raised tariffs on Chinese goods and China responded in kind. Analysts say China is much better prepared to counter this time around, but also wary about taking steps that could upset its own fragile and heavily trade-dependent economy. American tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico were also set to go into effect Tuesday before Trump agreed to a 30-day pause as the two countries acted to address his concerns about border security and drug trafficking. Police in central Sweden were investigating the motive for a mass shooting at an adult education center on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The local police chief said that, quote, 10 or so people were killed in the shooting, telling a news conference that he couldn't be more exact about the death toll at that time because, quote, the extent of the incident is so large. He also said the gunman is believed to be among those killed. The search for victims went into the evening, as Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson spoke to reporters.
It is difficult to take in the magnitude of what has happened today, the darkness that is now falling over Sweden tonight. Today, we have seen a brutal, deadly violence against completely innocent people. This is the worst mass shooting in Swedish history.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.